better.
Paging Dr. Faggot!
Get your hand off my penis!
I am going to savage you this week.
I am going to take each one of your pre-existing holes and fill it with my seed.
I want to see.
Oh, no, honey. Daddy's doing adult talk.
And then invite my infant son in to go potty inside of you like you're a rest stop bathroom.
Welcome to Hurtful Banter and Smooth Brain Bets, you absolute scotch finger.
Remember to follow Hurtful Banter at Instagram and Facebook, hurtfulbanter@gmail.com, and share the podcast with your most retarded friend. Do that now. Share it. Stop being a fuckwit and go share the fucking podcast.
Hello, everyone. This is Fucks, the greatest podcast host in the world, and it is gay friend McKern. Hey, McKern.
Hey, guys. Good to be known as your gay friend. You have two gay friends.
I do. You and gay the guy have incredible butt sex, Tom, with. You have butt sex with Tom, is what I'm saying. Crowd wants to know, the audience wants to know, why do you love fingering butts so much?
I like to just feel the squirminess, you know, when they realize what's happening. For everyone out there, there's a practical joke, or not a practical joke, but a running joke going on for many a years now that I like butt play, which I definitely don't.
Well, why do you do it then? Obligation?
I feel like I've got to stick with the bit now. You know, you can't really chop and change who you are too many times.
Tim really felt like you stuck with the bit into his pooper with your finger.
Mate, every time we've had a few beers, I've got to at least get a nail in there. I know he loves a little bit of rim play, so there's no violation.
That's nearly definitely true. So they call you...
That's 100% true, mate.
Yeah. They call you the comeback kid.
Yeah.
The man who's had more clips dumped in him than bloody Freddie Mercury. You've just had everyone's dick up inside you, just blowing loads all over the place. But at this point, are you the king of the mountain, or are you like two or three now?
So I love your observations, Ben, and I've got a point to make back to it. But to answer your question, I'm currently second.
That's great.
However, most points scored.
Nice.
So, and you have including Nico. Round eight. I do. Mr. Hines is already on 25 after 4 minutes. So it's an hilarious time to captain him. Hey, Ben, I just want to circle back to a point. You mentioned that over the many years I've been filled with more cum loads than probably prostitutes, let's be honest.
Yeah.
It was a dismal few years. And for those that don't know, I'm an individual that doesn't really like losing, or more so just being shit at something.
Yeah, I get it.
I'll put a lot of effort in not to be shit. So being incredibly shit at this game for 3 years, being in the cream bowl, has been soul-destroying. However, this year's a turnaround. And one thing I wanted to know, notice last week was I just never lost as much faith as what I did looking at your team last week. 8 players under 40, mate. Let's get into this conversation.
It was 12 under 60. I'm a pretty emotional human being at the best of times. But I was really pumped for Adam Dewey to have a huge season. And turns out he's not gonna have a fucking very good season, is he? He's done his third ACL.
Yeah, he'll be warming the pine a fair bit and having a few beers while the boys are getting flogged, probably.
Well, the team hasn't won a game with Luke Brooks playing for 600 days.
That's like going to be your record at the end of this season. Won a game in 20 rounds.
I'm ordering on the 6th and it's round 8. One last.
Hey, mate, you're out of the 6 now, though.
Oh yeah,
but this is the thing, and for for those that don't know, Benny's normally a pretty good drafter. Like, he's probably one that comes out with an impeccable clean sheet team that is quite impressive, and then somehow flounders it after.
Well, that's pretty much what I've done this time, also. Because I traded.
Yeah, but your team was even shit.
No, because I traded away Cam Murray and Brimo and someone else to get Dewey and TPJ and Hosking. And turns out you shouldn't trade out Brimo for Dewey because Dewey does his ACL the week after.
Yeah, you don't trade any guns for any guns, really. But like,
I just like to play the game, mate.
Hey, how sad are you that you dropped Nofolomo and he was your seventh round pick?
Was he my seventh round pick?
And now he's playing. Yeah, I'm looking at your custard team now and I have no idea.
There's no way I drafted Nofolomo at seven.
Would you like to make a bet?
No, I'll have a look. Keep talking. Okay. That is a retarded pick. So, why would I do that to myself?
I think everyone's thinking that looking at your teammate. But
to be able to talk smack for the first time in your life. And I know your vocab's very limited, so you won't be able to go for too long. But I understand the joys, and I for the first time understand how defeated you can feel in this game. It's fucking soul destroying.
Yeah, look, I couldn't believe how retarded your team was until we had a 40-minute saga trying to get connected to a Zoom call. Then it all made sense.
Oh, he's giving me a hard time.
Oh. Yeah, yeah. Hey, tell me honestly, when you flipped your app up and looked at who you were playing this week, obviously you knew, but then when you saw the projected scores, did you wee a little inside? Were you scared?
No. Or did you
accept defeat?
I mean, your team will score like 600 and then fucking old mate will score 300, so you'll end up with 900. So all I've got to do is improve my team by 300 points by tomorrow, and we'll be right.
Dreams. I love it. I love it.
Currently, I'm on 13, so that's a start.
Oh, yeah. 13 already.
Yeah.
Fucking A.
I'm guessing.
When I last looked at... Ooh, Benny, I've got some bad news for you, mate.
Oh, no. Is Wilton out already?
No, I'm 111 already.
Holy fuck me. They've been playing for like 20 minutes. Not even 20 minutes. They've been playing for 17 minutes.
And for those that think that your draft order pick is good, like means something, like, you know, if your first draft pick,
you were second, you get to pick the
best player. Hold on. Let me finish, right? I was second 100%. However, I was first last year and became cream. And who was first this year? So I don't know. Like, obviously, you don't want to be down the bottom end of the draft, but I don't necessarily think that being at the top of the draft, you know, getting to pick the first and second best player is definitely going to get you across the line to have a great team, because it would prove to say that.
It's really hard picking from second when you get to pick Cleary or Hines. That must have been a really tough spot to be in, mate.
Hey, man, I'm happy to go through my draft pick because I picked 16 other Stella, 15 other Stella.
That's where you go,
isn't it? Yeah. It is. Fuck,
that's a retarded pick.
Who?
Nofaluma.
Yeah, it really was. Hey, what's your best pick of the game from draft? What's someone that you're really surprised with that you can't believe made it this far?
As in, like, who am I happy with in my team that I drafted?
Yeah, like, just one person that you picked. You weren't really too super confident. Maybe you were. Like
Beanie?
Yeah. Oh, nice, nice. How's he been traveling for you?
I think he's averaging, like, 70. Ooh. Oh, no, sorry. He's only averaging 61.
It's pretty fucking tasty. Why is he going so well?
Because he plays fullback for Melbourne.
Yeah, right. That'll get you across the line.
All right, well, hang on. Let me pull up your team, and we'll see how you drafted. What's your team called? The McKerns.
Please.
It's very creative.
Yeah. Just look at the number two, the second place in the ladder, and that's me. Big go.
Yeah. So you've got, man, if Nico Hines does an ACL, you are so fucked.
I'm definitely not, though, because I've been winning without him, so.
Actually, no, your team's
I didn't great. Have him for the first four rounds.
The fact that you picked up a Zarco as your last pick is like, showing how bullshit you drafted, because obviously he sucks balls, but decided to this year to be like, look, I can actually play footy. There's a reason I made it into the NRL.
Mate, there's a reason why Wayne's called the master, and you should have just known on the tea leaves that Wayne was going to turn the screws up on him a little bit. I honestly, though, that he would be the one in my draft pick, that last pick. He's custard everywhere he's played. And then Dolphins, fucking the Finns. He's scored 3 tons in the last 8 rounds with 2 scores under 50 or 3 just under 50. That's fucking awesome. He's a fucking beast, mate. Average 76.8. Dual position. Woo!
So Nico was your first pick, which is like,
yeah,
if you'd have to have some kind of mental illness not to take him second. Which I thought you might not do because you do some weird things playing this game. Until this year. You took Birdo second, which...
I had a tactical play.
Yeah, well, it's 20. Like, you did the 23rd. Right thing, and in your first 4 picks, sorted out your spine, which is the clever man's thing to do. I wonder if you told me to do that.
Shout out to the people that sent me... I don't actually know. Some PDF document.
It was me. Who's the boys? The answer is me.
So you just not take your own advice? Or like, what's the deal?
No, I sorted out my spine. Oh, and then Dewey did his ACL.
Didn't you trade for Dewey?
Yeah, Brimmo.
Because Brimmo
was injured also, but I thought Dewey was going to be the best player of the season. And he
Okay. Sorry, mate. I've come in too aggressively. The 40-minute delay on the pod just made me want to attack you a little
bit.
I'm glad I got that out.
You seem to be being very anal, which is very much like you, but, you know, you should probably ease up on the tardiness comments. Birdo's a shit pick. He picked him second. Robbo, the hooker from the Cowboys, he took third. And Reese Walsh, you got a pick 47. Like, that's a very, very tasty start. And it's like,
and you know, it's even
on the night, you probably would have looked at that and gone, it could go either way. But turns out, crushing it. Lolo at pick 5 is interesting.
I could have got Yo as well. That's my one regret.
Bo Firma would have been an absolute gun, except that he killed himself at training. Did he even get a game in?
No game. Literally a couple of days after draft, he's like, I'm out ACL or something like that for the year.
Yeah, that's rough. Man, it must suck if you're a footy player to like just be pumping yourself up to like do the one thing you've worked your whole life for, and then your knee just snaps in half and you can't do it for a whole year.
Yeah, I believe the recovery road's pretty challenging physically and mentally. But
hopefully it's a 12-month rehab this year.
Do you reckon that next year we could just start with the same teams we drafted last year and hope for better?
No. We can do it from last year.
Like, we can pick
your, you can keep your team from last year, and I will.
Yeah, the cream team.
Yeah. Because I'm feeling like I'm just trying to keep my spirits up while everything's still okay, and I'm like still in reach of the finals.
Are you actually in reach though?
Yeah, I'm even with number 6. So as long as I can waver my team back into some victories, I'll be fine.
Ooh, you're sitting on a 4-5 though. 4 wins, 5 losses.
That's not true because we've only played 8 rounds.
Oh, it's because
after I beat you this week, then I'll be 5-4.
I hope you do win just for your own
so I don't kill myself
more than anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I've been in those depths and they're not fun to be in. Oh, man. You just hate life. You don't want to participate in the chat.
It's the worst because I love the chat. I like to say the most hurtful shit that anybody ever says in there. And I think I've probably written like 4 messages in the last 3 weeks because all I read is like, oh, Fott's team sucks. He's crumbling. He's the worst guy. And I'm like, well, fuck you guys, because I'm way better at talking shit, but my feelings are hurt, so I'm not coming back until I mow some lawns.
Do you tell me, when you leave the chat then, because you've menstruated a little, do you sit there waiting for people to add you back, or
no,
you know, fuck it, they'll add me back at some point?
I literally just appreciate having a rest, because it's like, I can't be like, yeah, I'm going to dominate, because I look at my team and I'm like, well, Tommy's fucked. And then I'm like, Dewey's dead. And Mahoney's scoring 30s. And I'm like, oh, all of my team sucks. My second row's okay, but that's it.
So if you had a listener listening to you right now that was in a similar position as you in their league, made some smooth brain decisions, what would be one of your guidance tips?
I would just say hit the waivers harder than my mother hit me whenever I was naughty as a child. Because otherwise you're going to be stuck in the depths of despair forever. At least have a crack and try to pull yourself out. Because otherwise you're not just a loser, you're also a coward.
Yeah, and a giant quitter.
Yeah.
And you've got to be careful of the rapists. They offer candy and take nothing but you. Are they?
I've been them.
Say no.
I can't be them anymore because I don't have anyone worth raping.
I know. I looked at your team and I was like, there's not a point. That's a good bit of guidance, though. Flog the waivers and hold true to it.
Yeah, well, you've just got to pick your guys that you're like, all right, these guys will be good. And then you've got to be like, be honest with yourself and be like, this guy's a shithouse. I have to get him out. And
I'm holding with Thompson.
Yeah, well, he's not even like in the fucking rounds. Team anymore.
Luke Thompson, he's injured currently.
I was talking about the other Thompson, the Rabbitohs one.
Yeah, don't know. Discarded him out of my thoughts.
That's fair.
Benny.
So let's go back to your list. After Bo Firma, you got Zach Lomax, Tyson Frizzell, and Josh Papali'i. All very reasonable. Like, you haven't really fucked up at all. It's been a pretty top effort, really.
That's what was there, I guess.
I think Josh Papali'i was on his way out, but what's he still averaging? 50 something? Yeah, he's still averaging 57.
Nah, he's a little short at the moment. That, I believe, was his 2022 average.
Oh, yeah,
he's sitting around that mid 45.
So he's a bit of a dud, but he's all right. He's a front rower, so who gives a fuck? Ewan Aitken, he's only averaging 42. I thought he was playing pretty well.
I don't know if you're looking at that. Those are all old details.
Right, because this was the draft recap. Yeah,
whole old details.
I'm not going to bother going and looking. You know who you drafted who is an absolute weapon who you definitely didn't know was a weapon at the time?
Jacob,
correct.
Jacob from the Bulldogs, the mighty winger that has the best center wing to ever play the game. At
he's
least
so
in
fucking good. He's like...
I know, and I picked him up at 13th. 13th draft pick, Benny. Yeah, like, 145 other players.
He is the kind of guy that you have in your team and it makes playing Supercoach enjoyable because you're like, look at this fucking weapon. He's had four runs this set. He's the best.
You need those players, though. I'm an emotional coach just like you, so I like to ride the highs when the boys are going, yeah, you know.
And then you feel like getting rid of anyone that does poorly immediately.
Yeah, instantly. Scores under 10, bye.
You're fucked. Goodbye.
Yeah.
And this is the thing. Right? So last week, I had, 12 scores under 60. And I had 0 scores under 30. So it's like when you've got CTWs that score 38 with no try, you're like, that guy will be fine. But it's so fucking annoying when no one does anything. Because last week I was like, the winger for Souths will get up. And then obviously the good winger, AJ, scores 100,000 tries. And you're like, just pass it to the other side of the fucking field, you cunts.
Yeah, on the topic of AJ. So we have two fellow coaches in the league. One of them absolutely stitched up another and traded Dom Young for AJ.
Such a rape.
And I wanted to talk about this with you for a brief couple of minutes because it was clearly for anyone that's played last year. So one of the coaches, Jimmy, you've heard from him already. Go back and listen to his podcast. He's been on a few times. Has an alter ego called Bush. But he doesn't know much, right? So our young, skinny, gay, black friend, Tim, just really just inserted himself, right? But, guys, it gets even better than this. So it's not even like here's the trade, happy days, and yes, I've got the win. The psychology behind it of trying to say that, oh, you know, I think I've shorted the straw and everything. What a classy little animal, hey? It's just a pity that his team sucks so much dick. Like, it's the second shittiest team besides.
Oh, his team is even worse than mine, and he has Cleary. That's how shit of a human being he is. It's like...
terrible.
I'm going to rape the least experienced guy in the fucking league, have the best player in the competition, and still suck a million dongs a day.
Yeah. Like, a huge amount of million dongs. Like, if anyone thinks that over the past... season, I've had more loads in me than a hooker. Well, he's had more loads in him than anything. Like, you can fill up a 10-liter paint bucket with what he's taken just this year.
That is gross, but true.
It is. Very true. I hear he likes to moisturize his face with it each night. Keeps his skin looking youthful, but, you know.
I feel like you sound like you know a lot about uses for other men's jizz.
Just what Tim's told me. All right. Anyway, yeah. So he was a good pickup. Benny, look, I just want to slide in here and say, I know this is the topic, but just for my, I want to get out of the road before I forget who's the best, worst, and who's my nemesis.
Oh, fuck, you're taking the lead, right?
I think... So yeah, let me ask you, man. I'm taking initiative.
Let me ask you.
Yeah, please.
Who do you think wins the league if you can't win it?
Doug.
But Doug. So you're going to say Doug. Ben, but you said Doug because you're lying to yourself. All right, who is going to come last the league?
Dummy Ben. I think, honestly, I think it's between... It's unfair that Luke's here. I don't think he's even playing, which whoever invited him in needs to drink a piss cup for him because he's clearly quit. But and we should have a communal vote if we're bringing in new players for the future. But
yes, because Luke will be axed.
Yeah, because he even paid $100 though. What a crazy cat and given up. But so if I'm excluding him because he's quit. I actually think you're on a downhill slide, mate.
No one is denying that, mate. I'm fucked.
I'd love it if you and Timmy just cream bowl hit it out, but we'll see how it goes.
We send each other.
So you're the worst.
Tim and I send private retire messages, like apart from the group, where we're just like, Supercoach is a bad game, and I think I'm going to do something else next year, like learn hunting or go for a swim because this game's fucked and it's not fun anymore.
It feels like that, but trust me, you hang in there for draft night. That's what I was saying to my lovely wife. I was like, oh, I'm gonna quit this year. They want $100 and it's just really giving $100 away because I'm the worst at this game. Even she's behind me, by the way, in my resurrection. She supports me 100% in not being shit, lets me watch all the games. It's fantastic. Even joins in and she's even better. But but yeah, draft night, mate, it'll come around. That's the best.
Draft night is the best night of the year, to be fair. It's so fun.
It's fucking fun. You can't miss it. No. If only we could start at 5 o'clock, but people have jobs.
People have jobs and don't wake up at 4 a.m. I have do both, wake up at 4 a.m. and also have a job that's a past 5 p.m. But it's just me, man. And that's why I draft so poorly. I'm retired.
Yeah, you got to let some more time for the cogs in that smooth noggin of yours just tick over a little
bit. Oh, man, the brain inside my head is nearly as smooth as the exterior of my head. I'm like full-on, split-eyed, box-headed, Down syndrome retard. I am fucking useless.
Mate, there's always next season, so just hold your head up higher. You can come back. Some coaches have a shit year and come back, and that could be you next year. Just do a little more prep.
Fuck you.
So to end, round out your third question, who's my nemesis? I just want to say Tim.
We didn't do the second question.
You suck.
Oh, no, you said I'm going to come last.
Yeah.
Not right. You're wrong, but go on.
Yeah. You're last. Doug's unfortunately first. And Tim's my nemesis because of the cheating scandals of the spreadsheet. And I've burst him a couple of times in the cream bowl.
Fuck, didn't you have a tantrum about that? You had such a real tantrum about that situation. You didn't open up the
all right, let's just
for like 3 months.
Yeah, that's because what happens when you're a loser, Matt? You've sent four messages in 3 weeks. What do you think when you've lost a few seasons under your belt? You really start to question whether you're a man or not.
That is true.
Start walking around the house in a dress.
I didn't do that. But I guess I haven't had a few seasons yet.
No, you wait, mate. You're on that trajectory. You've given up hope already, so that's the first step.
I tell you what, this week you've really made me feel pretty bad early. Hines is
Hey, do you want to put a bet on?
Hines is having a day out, just quietly.
Is he?
Oh, it's so fucked.
What's the boy on? Would you like to put a bet on then?
How much of a head start are you going to give me?
None, because we're not cowards in this conversation.
Oh, well then. Yeah, obviously I'll take a bet because I take every single bet that's ever offered in the league. I even offered to lick a dog turd in a bet once, but this fucking house is full of cowards, so it didn't happen.
Well, that you laid down, seeing as I have a very unfair advantage.
Holy fuck.
At the moment, by the Sims things.
It must be 138
already.
Yeah.
I don't think so, man.
I mean, I know this isn't great, but at least Wilton's on 26. So if he does that again, he'll get over 50, which is more than anyone got last week.
Fucking killing it, mate. That's all you need. That little bit of inspiration.
Wilton's back to 13, so we should score 100.
Do you reckon?
No. Obviously not. Am I going to vice-captain him with the hope that that happens? Hey. Yes.
Yes. I would trade you for him as well, because at the start I was like, Benny, what a fucking masterstroke. Knocks out a ton first game.
Two games. Killed first it. Two games. I should have traded him out and not kept him with all the hopes and dreams of having the new guy.
Emotional attachment. Hey, back to the bet though. Would you like to weigh a friendly wager? I know you and I have a few bets still outstanding. So for those that don't know, our lovely host owes me a bike ride from the Gold Coast to Brisbane.
Yes.
And I owe him a 5-minute stand-up comedy open mic.
And a Lady Gaga routine. Thing.
Oh, and... what's the Lady Gaga thing? And I've got to recreate Elle Macpherson's cover shoot of Sports Illustrate in a nice silver swimsuit number, which, by the way, I've actually got the swimsuit. I'm just going to have a shave.
Thought you did not have the swimsuit at any point.
Oh, I purchased.
Well, did you? Or was it just around?
I always wanted to add one. Yeah, you know. Well, I always wanted to add it into my closet, you know, so it's there now. But I've got to get a fake tan because I like committing 100% to the closet's not
empty very often, is it, mate?
Nah, but this year it's not getting full that much, so. Fuck. That was a good one, mate. Huh? So what do you want to lay down for a bet? I'm happy to take a coward's bet. I'm happy to just enjoy and you can buy me a beer. I'm happy to do an ABC shot. I'm happy to...
So all these things don't work when one of us doesn't drink, right?
Oh, okay. well, I've got to go.
Well, fuck you! Yeah. Let me think for a couple of seconds. Loser has to drive to the winner's house on a Sunday evening and cook him and his family a roast dinner. Oh, let's see. Is he going to be a coward? He looks like a coward.
Nah, 100% not. I'm 100% in. I'm no coward here. It's going to be funny though when I if I lose and I have to tell this to Chloe, but let's hope that doesn't happen.
Oh, do you not think that this exact same conversation is going to happen by other half?
Yeah. How's that going to go down?
Poorly.
Chrissy, you guys are having dinner at midday. It's Saturday. Sunday's now Saturday.
Yeah.
I'll take a warm cooked roast meal from you, mate, anytime.
Could it be that the winner gets to decide what type of meal it is? Or should it be the loser's specialty?
I thought it was just a roast.
Just a roast dinner. You're down with it, just a roast? What flavored meat?
Yeah, like a roast dinner. Whatever. Roast and veg, right? That's a roast dinner.
Yeah, but I mean, like, is the loser going to decide the dead animal?
Like, if you want to add that in, I'm fine with it. But just know, at the current standing, I would try to cook you a nice roast. I wouldn't try
to... I meant, is it going to be a beef, pork, or lamb roast was more the question.
I think whatever you want, I reckon. Whatever you feel comfortable with cooking. Yeah, it was good with the bet with Doug. So when I lost the bet to our Breezy Morales...
I don't know. Doug, the worst commissioner in the world.
Yeah, our fucking shameful tyrant of a commissioner.
He's not even a tyrant. He's just
useless. I had to cook him. What? I was really up in arms about the start of the season, but the league is running relatively smoothly.
Do you know why it's running smoothly? Because he doesn't have to do anything. He's let rapes go raped. He hasn't stopped anyone raping anyone. He didn't stop it. He only stopped that one trade that would have helped Mitch's season. That's all that he did.
I think that's fair, though. I think you've got to let rapes happen. Collusion is a no-no, but you've got to let rapes happen. Yeah, but, you know, we all know he's a shitty commissioner.
Yeah, we do.
He's changed his ways, right? After that, he learned. He got some uproar from the people.
The only good thing he's done is change the waiver. And I shouldn't be happy about it because I'm last and need the waivers more than anyone. But having top to bottom is the correct way to do it.
It is. Anyone who plays in a league with the other way where the loser gets the first picks is absolute cowards.
Yeah, agreed.
Their dad wears skirts and they don't know what a real man looks like.
I'm playing you this week. This is probably pretty fun. I'd like to get more people on that I'm playing in that same week. That's a fun time.
Yeah. It's
not even half time yet. Holy fuck. Oh, I'm going to have a bad time.
Big boy.
But Wilton's on 31.
He might even clock 300.
Wilton's already over 30. That's as many as any of my players scored last week.
Fuck, you're killing it, mate, at halftime. What do you think Tommy Turbo's going to do?
I reckon he'll score about zero because he'll be rested for the next month. But, you know.
Fuck, he's an infuriating player. Hey, I'll never get him again.
So annoying.
After holding him a whole season.
Just because, like, you'll see him do something and you're like, you are the greatest football player that's ever existed. And then every run he has, you're like, oh, don't hurt yourself. Oh, don't hurt yourself. But he always hurts himself.
Always, like literally.
If he didn't
already
win a Dally M, he would be probably the most disappointing football player of all time.
He's just so goddamn good when he can stay healthy.
Yeah. Like, he's substantially better than anybody else.
Like anyone. Do you reckon he just needs to take up the bush diet and go bang hookers, do bulk drugs?
I don't know. Bush has a knee injury, doesn't he?
A bit of chub fat on him. Yeah, I was more just saying Bush is fat. He needs to fatten up a little, you know, put some pudding around those bones.
You're saying Bush is skinny fat?
Yeah, and I'm saying Tommy Turbo needs to get a little skinny fat.
Mm. Turns out he's like, he looks very skinny on TV, but turns out he's like a very large man.
Like tall.
Like tall and broad.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I can see that.
Because like, he's like 110 kilos and like, obviously an insanely tall man.
Is he really 110 kilos?
I don't know. I just made that up, but I'm pretty sure he's close to that.
Fuck. 110 kilos, Benny. That's a big weight to throw around on those skinny old legs.
He's 102 kilos, so I was a bit over the top, but that's still a very big guy.
How much do you weigh these days?
A bit over 100. I don't know the exact number, but it's over 100.
Over 100?
Yeah, for sure.
When was the last time you went under 100?
Don't know. When was the last time you went over 100?
Um, 4 years ago.
I thought you were going to say never, and I just wanted you to say that, so I thought you were a coward, but now I'm like, that's pretty good effort.
You got to experience the buck feel at some point, right?
I think so. Feel the power.
100%. You know, you want to feel like that. If you can't beat it, join him. Anyway.
I saw your dog before. How's your dog going?
He's going well, mate. He's grown accustomed to the little boy running around quite well, which is
good. Sorry. I forgot what I wanted to tell you I was doing today that I found incredibly fun. So I run a gym and teach people to punch and kick and stuff a bit. And there's like teenagers that come through the gym all the time because obviously that's what they want to do with their time. That's awesome. But I told them all today that I don't believe in dinosaurs. And it was the funniest fucking shit of all time. Because they're like, they exist. Because full disclosure, I think dinosaurs existed. But telling people that you don't believe in dinosaurs is fucking hilarious. Because trying to get people to prove that dinosaurs exist in a conversation is one of the funniest things of all time. Like, how about you? So if I go, McKern, dinosaurs never existed.
Yeah.
I'd like you to give me the arguments for the opposite of that.
I'll just take you to a museum.
Yeah, but how does that prove anything?
Because there's literal bones there.
Are they literal bones or are they just carbon things that were bones once?
Ooh.
But I'm all because my young fella is like, he's six and he's learning about dinosaurs. And I'm me, so I'm like a curious fuckhead. And he's like, oh, dad, this is the fastest dinosaur. And I'm like, mate, how do they even know that? And he's like, I don't know. And I'm like, this one's the loudest dinosaur. And I'm like, how do they possibly know which dinosaur is the loudest? And they're like, And I'm like, I think they're just telling them nonsense.
There's some smooth booth questions right there, Betty boy. Smooth brain questions.
Yeah, you say that, but you don't have an just answer. Really... What's your answer then, mate? How do they know which one's the fastest?
I just don't want to tell you the wrong thing. The fastest.
Yeah.
There'd be, I'm going to say there's going to be some correlation analysis depending on the bone length and all of that type of thing that they'll extrapolate it out based on the current species that are here and join the dots together somehow. That's my
I would also say
brief 2 second.
I would also assume that with not knowing anything.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, just like bro science, right?
Yeah, it's the best. And how did they figure out which one was the loudest one?
They made them moan.
Bit like you and Sandy at having an Acacia Ridge sleepover.
Hey, you're the only one that's there, though.
I'm kind of retarded.
Just finger yourself in front of me.
Jesus, Simon!
Every human being has something of value that they brought to the table, especially Hitler.
You'd like my lip, wouldn't you? Right round your bell end. If Mr. Chippy doesn't get there first, what's he going to knock up? A closet for you to hide in, you bumder!